Patreon if that worked out. Yeah. Well, then our intro should have faded into our vocals.
He just right doesn't now. Believe that it ever works.
I don't sometimes, but I've learned to. we're flying by the seat of our pants here, guys. My internet went down right before we started to record, so half of our notes went away. It's currently 90 million bajillion degrees in Los Angeles.
Why is it so hot?
I don't know. It's October, California didn't get the memo. Mm-mm. Oh, in case you were wondering what and who you're listening to, welcome to the Danger Bros, where we give you all the danger news. And by danger news, we mean, of course, comic book news, comic book movie news, and the like.
And all that stuff.
And all that jazz. And all that my inner theater geek just came out. As always, we have with us Tony, the babyface DeSengulis.
That's me.
And Grant, professional heel Ramos. That's actually a callback, because we did wrestling themes last week, and I was going to look around the apartment and just pick something random to say, but I figure if any moniker applied to us, that would be it. Tony is a notorious babyface in the sense that people do like him, and I tend to piss people off.
So. It's a great mix. It's like hot and cold.
Speaking once again of hot, oh my, it's so damn hot.
It is
hot.
Ridiculous.
I don't want to, and I'm going to try to do a clean show, but I don't think this is a dirty word. I don't want to bitch about it, but oh my God, is it hot. I tried everything last week. Yeah. I have a wall unit in my living room, two ceiling fans, one ceiling fan in the bedroom, and I'm trying to MacGyver, like a makeshift air. I took all my ice packs out of the freezer, and I put them behind a box fan pointing into my room, and it did nothing. It does nothing.
The goggles, they do nothing.
How have you been, my good friend?
Same. There's no air conditioning in my room, so I found two fans and pointed them both directly at me.
In the same direction or opposite?
Different directions.
So if you roll over in your sleep.
One is lengthwise, one is horizontal, so I get air in both, in two ways, so it's like I'm getting, like, just massaged by cold-ish air.
That's a renaissance man.
That's what you gotta do. I'm thinking outside the box.
Captain America's like, you know what? I'm gonna open up the window. Iron Man, he's like, I'm gonna make sure that these are on me at all times.
Yes, I'm an important person.
I actually just remembered that I had stuff on my phone.
Good. Yeah.
We're MacGyvering
so much stuff today.
Oh, yeah. All of the stuff.
Three different note sources is what we have.
One actually handwritten.
Yep.
Because reasons. let's jump into it. I wanted to jump into some DC movie news. I know we usually start out with the Marvels.
Yes.
And we're going to jump around a lot today because we're horribly unprepared.
That's what we do sometimes.
So do you remember when Batman Begins came out?
Yeah.
Did you remember the trailer?
No.
Okay. So there was this really great speech by Bruce Wayne, and he's like, I'm Batman. He said things along the lines of, you know, I travel the world, I search in every corner, try to find the evil, try to find the blah, blah, blah. What I found was me. I remember thinking, like, wow, that's badass. I want to see this movie now. Originally, by the way, I did not like the Batman
first one?
Begins.
I thought it was okay.
When I saw it,
I like Liam Neeson.
He was fantastic. When I saw it, I was actually really pissed off about all the ninja stuff. Because, as much as I liked reading Batman comics, I was expecting something along the lines of the original Batman, where they simply just say, then he trained his body and mind to become the Batman.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then he did the Bat-tootsie. You know, and obviously in later iterations they said, oh, you know, he traveled the world to gain all these skills.
Yeah,
and that's fine by me, but at the time, like, I think it came out my sophomore year in high school, I was just like, I'm not having this, guys. Plus, nobody else knew his origin story, so I could just mess with him. I'd be like, he never met ninjas. I know he met ninjas, but whatever. Anyway, so, Chris Nolan's brother.
Pushes his glasses up.
Actually, guys. Chris Nolan's brother, actually, who co-wrote the Batman series? He went on.
What's his name? Scott Nolan or something?
James Vanderbeek.
Oh, okay.
Nolan.
That's similar. Anyways, continue.
No, I should know this.
I feel like I should too, but I forgot.
Oh, his name is Chris Nolan's brother, Nolan.
That's why we were so confused.
Cool. He admits to saying, yeah, I wrote that in my brother's trailer while he was filming. It was meant for the trailer.
Yeah, I mean,
he wrote it in a trailer for the trailer.
You know, I've there's a lot of movies where I've seen something that's in the trailer that doesn't end up being in the...
Is this going to turn to Fantastic Four again?
Well, that's one of them,
because you know I love tearing that movie apart.
But, like, oh, man, one of these biggest ones was... Okay, do you remember this cartoon called We're Back?
And yeah, the dinosaurs.
Yeah, there was a scene in the trailer I remember seeing and thinking, like, oh, okay, I can't wait to see this part because it looks really sad. Never saw that
what line. Part? Do you remember what it was?
I don't. I think it was, like, when they were trapped in the circus or something like that.
That was sad.
Yeah, it was a part from that.
Do you remember when they were on parade?
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted to see dinosaurs on parade.
Oh.
That was my Jurassic World. And do you remember at the end when the bad guy got eaten by crows?
Yeah, I do.
I'm okay with that. He was a bit of a jerk.
His eyeball lasted, though.
I gotta ask, what physician's just like, well, you got your eye taken out, we'll put a screw in there. We'll put some jagged metal.
That's his idea. He's just like, I'm gonna...
Was that what it was?
Screw with everyone.
Speaking of Batman, New York Comic Con happened, so we're gonna touch on that a lot.
News.
I want to write this down.
We gotta go to that, man.
New York Comic Con
is like the next Comic Con.
By the way, once again, we are going to Comic Con, and it's
Kamikaze.
It is interesting what you just said, and we'll touch on Comic Con. We're jumping around a lot, guys. New York might be the new San Diego Comic Con.
I've always kind of considered it second place anyway, honestly. Like, second place to New York Comic Con.
But a very close second.
Yeah, like, I mean, they don't have, you know, I think the one big, not as great thing is that because it takes place in the fall, like, it doesn't have the same kind of, like, oh, here comes the TV shows, you know, but then it does hit the, like, later TV shows that come, you know.
And all the cosplayers are actually comfortable and not sweating their
asses. Yeah, that's true, though, too.
That I'm very jealous of.
And it's, like, in a city, you know, like, in the big city, not, like, you know, some beach town.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, I love San Diego.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's great.
It would make sense if it was in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Make a little bit more sense.
The traffic, though.
Compared to New York? Okay.
Yeah, that's right. True, though.
Let's do that. So Jared Leto reportedly went around Comic-Con dressed as Batman.
I heard about this, actually, yeah.
And nobody realized it was him.
Yeah.
Two questions. Mm-hmm. One, do you think he was wearing Joker makeup under the mask because he's still in character?
That would be hilarious.
And two, how come nobody noticed that Batman was 90 pounds?
Christian Bale lost 90 pounds before playing Batman.
And then he gained those 90 pounds back and then added another 73 pounds of bulk muscle.
I feel like I would just say, like, oh, it's Comic-Con. There's people who don't fit the physique all the time.
Okay, fair enough.
I would give that a pass.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. I wouldn't have recognized him.
Yeah.
I would have just been like, wow, this is a very thin Batman.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, cool costume. The guy looks really small. Yeah.
What version are you going for? Because he just, like, merged a bunch of them. He did actually take a picture with a Joker cosplayer.
As his Joker?
As his Joker. Oh, with a damaged tattoo on the forehead and stuff. So kudos to him.
That's really cool.
You know, Mark Ruffalo went there, too.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, I heard about that, too,
He just got, like, a Halloween mask.
Yeah, he just wore a mask. He just got a mask.
I'm an old man smoking a cigar. Yeah, he didn't put nearly as much effort into it.
But then that's Jared Leto, man, you know?
Well, you know what Mark Ruffalo should have done? Did you see the 9-foot-tall Hulkbuster armor?
No.
Okay, so this guy made Hulk, like Iron Man Hulkbuster armor from Avengers Age of Ultron. It looks dead on for what it is. Like, it's the guy put I think he put over 1,600 man hours.
Wow.
To build it, and Jesus. It takes him like a good 30 minutes to get into.
Okay.
But it's the best comp.
It's like the new Bumblebee.
It's just the best costume you've ever seen. Mark Ruffalo should have done that.
Yeah, he should have.
Mark Ruffalo should have gone online and been like, I see that you have this costume. I'm Mark Ruffalo. Maybe you heard of me. I get angry sometimes.
I'm Mark Ruffalo.
Sorry, sir, you can't use my costume. Don't make me angry.
You should have that pump fist. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Just some Marvel movie news. Moving on to that. So Zoe Saldana actually confirmed that Benicio Del Toro will return as the Collector.
Mm.
Eh.
Cool.
Have you heard the rumors about the Collector?
What kind of rumors are we talking about?
There's one rumor saying that he is Peter Quill's father.
That's not true.
Though. I don't think that's
not
true.
Gonna happen. Well, I mean, considering that Peter Quill's father is... is a Spartax. He's like the king of...
Jason of Sparta.
Yeah, he's the king of an alien race.
James Gunn said he ain't gonna do that.
Oh, okay.
James Gunn ain't playing with that nonsense.
Well, James Gunn should get his shit together.
To be fair, though, the Collector is a very powerful being in the Marvel Universe. He's he's one of the, like, elder gods. That's why, like, he wants the Infinity Stones. He's been around forever, and that's why he has amassed this wealth, fortune.
We'll see, see how that goes, I suppose.
What do you want to see him do?
I want to see him help the Guardians out with something.
That's,
you know?
I want to see him...
be like a benevolent kind of like, you know, I'll help you out, but also, like, won't help you per se. I'll just kind of give you hints and shit, you know.
You know, we talked about this last time in the series, the the cartoon series. Uh-huh. He actually captures Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, really?
For his collection.
That's great.
Because he's like, y'all so unique.
Yeah,
Liberace. And so he collects him. I would like to see something along those lines. Not necessarily him capture Rocket Raccoon, but whatever they're getting, be it like, we have to go get this alien child because it's actually Apocalypse in the future, and that's how we're crossing over everything.
Yeah, X-Men.
There it is. You're welcome, Marvel. You're welcome for that.
Call it Fox. Get it together.
Yeah, and then he'd just be like, I'll give you $1 billion. And they're like, yep, here you go.
We don't need this raccoon.
Wait, really? Yeah, remember that time we had the Infinity Stone? We didn't make a dime off of it. So, yep, here you go. Here's this small orphan. We don't care. Did you, see, we are jumping around. This is more DC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but it's TV, so it counts.
Yeah, well, are we sticking to movies, or are we
no, we're done with movies. We're done with comic book
movies.
Yeah,
screw movies.
Do you have comic book movies?
No. I only have stuff on TV because I've been absorbed with TV. Like,
we have a lot. We have TV news this
past
week.
Month, yeah.
Do you watch Gotham?
Funny enough, I do not watch Gotham right now.
You know
now.
The funny thing is, though? That's the same response I've gotten to anybody who I've asked, do you watch Gotham? Because we even touched on homeboy little Joker Jr. being killed, and they're like, well, the joke... I looked into it, because I don't watch Gotham, but somebody said to me, well, as soon as he died on TV, everybody started killing each other, so the Joker is just an idea that spreads. And I'm like, that's kind of smart, because that's kind of how it is in real life.
Yeah,
at the same time... No, give me a dude with green hair.
We'll get him. I mean, I think it also makes sense that, like, I don't know where the Joker's age range is compared to, like, Batman's, right? Like, is he older than Batman? Is he younger?
Nobody knows.
Nobody really knows.
Nobody knew.
Right? You know? Even when he wasn't the Joker, or, like, even in the iterations that are, like, where he's a Red Hood gang leader, you know? Like, we don't really know.
Who wrote that?
Was
it Mark Millar?
I don't know.
But yeah, no, he did. He had a family. He had a wife and a kid, and he was like a failed stand-up comedian.
Even that one, like, we don't really know. We just know he's old enough to have a kid, but he was also Batman's age-ish, you know. So like,
he was Heath Ledger. So however old Heath Ledger was, that's all of the Joker.
I like to say 30s. I just go with 30s.
I'm good with 30s.
Yeah.
Because if he's 29, he's still like, oh, look at me, I'm a radical, I'm an anarchist, bro.
He's Jared Leto.
He's Jared Leto. No.
you know Jared Leto's like 40-something, I think, now.
Yeah, but he looks younger than both of us.
He does.
But in Gotham, Pee-wee Herman, Paul Reubens himself, is coming back to play the Penguin's dad.
Oh, I can't do his voice.
No?
I know. Not even gonna try.
The worst Pee-wee Herman impressions of all time. Well, no, I can't.
No, that's crusty.
Yeah, that is. Okay. But the reason... A lot of people don't realize this, but why I love it is because in Batman Returns, Paul Reubens played the Penguin's dad. Because, you know...
Tim Burton.
Yeah, because Tim Burton did Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and he did Batman and Batman Returns, and I can only assume he was like, hey, Paul, what you doing? And he's like, not much. Got arrested for masturbating. And he's like, okay. You want to be in my movie for a second? He goes,
yeah.
Let's do it. Can I wear a monocle? And he's like, yeah, I don't really care. So we got Danny DeVito with green teeth. I really don't care what you wear. So he's actually coming back to the Gotham series to play the Penguin's dad again.
Mr. Cobblepot. Cobblepot.
Cobblepot.
Cobblepot.
Cobblepot.
That's how you pronounce it in Gotham, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, in the TV show. That's how.
Still haven't seen it.
Yeah. I saw the first episode, so I knew that part.
Can I tell you what I have seen?
What?
I started Green Arrow.
Oh, God, yes.
I got 2 episodes in.
Uh-huh. It's great, right?
It's okay.
No, don't give me that
shit. It's alright.
Don't give me that nonsense.
I keep having dreams where I'm having flashbacks, so...
Flashbacks of...
Just that's how my life goes out now. Yeah. But I stopped watching that because I noticed that The Flash was on Netflix.
Yeah.
So my rationale was, I'm gonna watch The Flash because there's only one season, the second season just started... And that way, I can catch up with Arrow, because it's got 4 seasons.
I mean, you could do that, but Arrow, Flash, first season, coincides with the end of second season Arrow into third season.
We were a bit confused when Arrow showed up and like, what's her face? Isis?
So
Iris?
Iris, yeah. You're gonna get a little bit of an out of order experience if you do that. Like, I actually recommend watching Arrow and just watching The Flash later if you want to.
If I had internet right now, I'd probably do it. I would probably do it.
Speaking of The Flash and Arrow, I actually want to bring up one thing, too. Flash is a spinoff of Arrow.
Yes.
And from Flash, they're creating the Legends of Tomorrow, which is a brand new series that involves a bunch of the side characters from both Flash and Arrow.
Which I believe the rule is, if you die on Flash or Arrow, you get to be reliving
Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. So they just released a trailer for that at the Comic-Con.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it looked really cool. Not a trailer. It was a preview. So like it was a panel, one of those usual panel things where it happens. And then they play preview. They had Captain Atom, the guy who plays Captain Atom, come out. Brandon Routh, and then Arthur Darvill, who's Rory from the Doctor Who series.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's playing Rip Hunter, and they do talk about time travel and all that stuff.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm all right.
I'm excited. I've never been more excited to watch the CW.
Isn't that weird though? Isn't that weird? I don't know what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. I loved me some Smallville for what it was. I didn't follow it. There's a lot that I haven't seen, but whenever it was on, I'm like, I'll check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the only thing I watched on the CW was SmackDown.
Yeah, you know what? I watched SmackDown, but I also watched sort of like the kind of like black comedy hour.
I was going to say.
Right? Like
actually,
Girlfriends and
Girlfriends. That's what it was. Monique.
Monique. There was one more. I think it was called, like, In the House or... No, not In the House. I don't know what it was. It was, like, this guy who was, like, a sportscaster, lives with his daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they actually made it into a cartoon.
Yeah. I kind of forgot what it's called.
I feel like that's that's our
indoctrination. I think it's One-on-One.
That it may have been. That's our indoctrination into black culture.
Yes.
But, yeah, well, it was originally UPN.
Yeah, and that's when it was
UPN. Do you know what UPN stood for?
No.
I think, and don't quote me on this, I could be wrong, I believe it was actually Urban Production Network.
Oh, interesting.
So they kind of just, they went full hog with it, and good for them.
That's true. Forget that CW is a merged UPN and WB network.
Right? Yeah.
Because they were both, like, not that popular, just had some cool shows, right?
Yeah, they both had their own niche.
Yeah.
Niche.
I say niche.
I could be wrong.
It's probably niche, like quiche.
Okay.
I don't know. English is weird.
English are weird.
Anyway, back to The Flash.
Mark Hamill's coming back as the Trickster.
Oh, yes. So you haven't seen him yet in The Flash, but he was really... I don't even want to, like, talk about it that much, because it's, you know, it shows how Mark Hamill's actually a pretty good actor still.
I think he's, like, a great actor.
You know, you should really... Like, he also plays a trickster in Justice League Unlimited.
The animated series. One of my favorite scenes, where The Flash just, like, instead of beating his villain up, sits down and is just like, how you doing?
Yeah.
Are you taking your meds? They make me slow. He's like, you know, that's not how they work. Do me a favor, turn yourself in, and I'll come visit you. We'll play darts. I love that.
It's a good interaction.
Well, because it was Batman and
it was like Adam
Apollo.
So it was like two.
It was the third tier character that was way overpowered.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, what are you gonna do about your nemesis? He's like, bro, do me a favor, turn yourself in.
Yeah.
And fun fact, you know who the voice of the Flash was?
Who?
Lex Luthor from Smallville.
Oh, really?
It all comes full circle. Did you hear about the Lex Luthor Twitter?
No.
So Forbes magazine. Forbes. They did and I use air quotes, especially, which is great on an audio podcast.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote. With Lex Luthor.
Oh, okay.
So they had a whole bunch of Jesse Eisenberg pictures.
Nice.
And he was just like, oh yeah, I don't want to say numbers, but I'm the third biggest in the billionaires club, the first being Bruce Wayne, the other one being, I can never remember his name, but it was the guy who is, in fact, the Blue Beetle.
Oh, is he that rich? Wow, I just didn't even know
that. Yeah, super rich.
For some reason, I thought it was Oliver Queen, but he's not really that rich.
He's kind of a trust fund.
Yeah, yeah.
I had his name written down, trust me, but I'll get it back. We'll throw it up on the Twitter or something. But he's like, but I can't compete with them in the debauched billionaire club, which means they get a lot of pussy.
That's great.
No, but yeah, now Alexander, quote unquote, Luthor has a Twitter account, which you can follow, where he pimps out the article. I thought that was really cool what they did there. Because I was like, Forbes is a major magazine, and he's a fictional character.
That's actually clever enough where I'm like, yeah, it's pretty clever. Like, it's not even like one of those stupid publicity stuff.
No, I really like it. And I actually can't wait for this movie to come out.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it, and I hope it's good.
Look, I love Batman. I actually do like Superman to an extent. The one thing I'm most excited about, actually, no. The thing I'm most excited about is Aquaman, because I'm a diehard Aquaman fan.
And plus Khal Drogo.
Khal Drogo, yeah. But no, I'm actually maybe most excited for Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like, first of all, he's going to get bald, right? Did we already discuss that?
Yeah, I think at one point he goes to prison.
Oh, okay.
So he shaves his head.
That's when he's going to get
bald.
Because
he's rocking like a Kurt Cobain Nirvana.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's got the cool long hair thing going on.
So good for him.
Anyway.
I'm excited. moving over to more TV news. This one's near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
You know how much I love it.
I know.
The cast of Firefly had a panel at New York Comic Con.
It's exciting.
And someone's like, oh, would you do a second season? To a resounding yes.
Oh, of course. That's awesome.
There were rumors a while back that Joss Whedon had said, like, look, if I could buy all the sets, because all the sets they had were very practical as well, I would just do the show on my own.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
And everybody was like, yep, we'll do it. I wouldn't actually even mind, because they've all aged considerably.
Yeah.
No, they don't look bad.
They just are older.
Yeah, exactly. It's human nature.
I just got to wonder at this point, like, are they going to retcon the movie?
I don't think they will, because they did some comics that took place after the movie. And Wash, played by Alan Tudyk, he is in a lot of it in, like, holograms.
Interesting.
Like, he left because he found out that Zoe was pregnant, and he wanted to leave a bunch of messages just in case. And so there's actually this really touching one where you don't know he's a hologram yet, and he's telling Zoe how much he loves her. And he pulled out, and she's holding the thing that plays it and then cries a little bit.
Aww.
I think he'll be constant in there. And I don't think he'll mind that at all. All
right.
Because did you ever watch the director's commentary of Serenity?
No.
Alan Tudyk's just such a great guy. He spoilers, 10 years later, he dies 3/4 of the way through the movie, and he just all day just coming, hey, there's something wrong with my script. It just stops like halfway through. Anybody else's? And Joss Whedon's just like, no, it's just a mistake. Okay, cool. He knew. But they all said they would come back. I will watch anything. I'll watch a cartoon. I will watch it as if the movie never happened. I will watch it if they pick up and it's like, we all look older today.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
A cartoon would be sweet. You know, cool. I definitely think that an expanded sort of thing about this whole universe would be great. Because, they kind of answered where the Reapers came from, and, you know, they talked about the, lost planet and the Federation thing. But I'd like more info on all of that stuff.
Because I don't really... Look, Star Wars, Star Wars, I like seeing cool planets.
Yeah.
That's all great. I don't really care where they go, because half the planet's like, this one's the Old West. And I'm like, don't care. This is an awesome adventure. Let's roll.
Yeah, let's do it.
I like it. I'm on board. Shut up and take all of my money.
Summer Glau, please. Thank you.
Well, you know, most of them are voice actors now.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear the Seth Rogen thing? Because, you know, in case you didn't know, Seth Rogen is making Preacher.
Yeah, we all knew about it. We talked about that, I think.
Yeah, and how he's not sticking to the book.
Yes.
Did we talk about it last week?
Well, no, we didn't talk about it last week.
Okay, so Preacher essentially starts out with the character of Preacher. His entire congregation gets killed by demons or God, up to you to interpret, and he then spends the rest of his life looking for God. He finds out that God is physically on Earth, and he goes out looking for him, essentially to kill him.
Yeah.
Get
back at him.
And they're saying it's not going to be anything like that.
Okay, so did they say where it's going to go?
No, it looks like the first season's just going to be preliminary.
Set up, mystery.
Which, once again,
crazy stuff
bothers me. Because I told you about this with movies lately, how movies are like, oh, I wrote this as the first part of a trilogy. No, just write a good, whatever you're doing, write it to the best of your ability.
I kind
of
hate that, setting up a trilogy. Unless they're giving them the trilogy, right?
Look, Star Wars, look at Star Wars, the original, A New Hope. It opens and closes. If everybody hated it, and there was no prequels, there was no trilogy, still a good movie.
Yeah, it's on its own.
It closed, it was fine. To a certain degree, same thing with Empire Strikes Back. You can kind of put everything together.
Yeah, I mean, that one did have a cliffhanger, though.
Okay, yeah, very much so. Yeah. Okay, my bad, I'm wrong. But still, Star Wars stands alone. And Hellboy.
Hellboy.
Look at Iron Man.
Iron Man was on.
Iron Man didn't need a sequel.
There was a bunch that they don't really.
So it bugs me when people are like, oh well, I intended this to be a sequel or a trilogy. Remember, I'm like, no, just stop. Write a good movie.
I've seen a couple movies where I wish there was a sequel to it, though.
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen that?
Absolutely.
One that always comes to mind is this one movie called Push. Have you ever heard of it?
Heard of it. I don't think I've seen it.
Okay, yeah, it's about, it stars Chris Evans, so Captain America's in it.
Yeah.
And it's in a world where, like, people have developed mutant-like powers, and, like, that range in different areas. So it's, like, telekinesis, or being able to see the future, or read people's minds, or, like, fire, but very specific, like, maybe, like, 10 different specific powers. And, like, he's in Hong Kong, and, like, the world is sort of outlawing these powers, and, but then, like, the underground sort of black market also carries these things. And so the main character is he does telekinesis. He can push things. Like, he can control things, you know, with his mind.
Okay.
And so,
okay. Oh, I've seen the trailer. I haven't seen it.
And he has, like, save this girl who can read the future. And, like, he's not well practiced in his power, so he's kind of awkward with it, but he ends up having to use it a lot. Yeah. I thought it was a really good movie, but it wasn't popular enough to get a sequel, and they left it open for a sequel.
Chris Evans does a lot of good movies that was it Train Catcher or Blade Catcher or something like that? It's on Netflix, and apparently, like, everyone's like, this is a really good movie. Why is nobody
watching?
Oh, check
that out.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's seen it.
I thought he was great in The Losers. That was a good one, too.
I love The Losers.
Yeah.
The Losers was like it was like the Little Rascals meets the Avengers. And I'm more than okay. Plus, yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, that, if Ryan Reynolds just didn't want to play Deadpool, that qualified Chris Evans to play Deadpool. Yeah. I would have been okay with it. Did you hear that they're actually making a crossover comic between Howard the Duck and Squirrel Girl?
No, I didn't hear that.
Do you know why I love this?
Why?
Because both of them are so ridiculous that it works.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Squirrel Girl was created originally to be like, we need something for little girls. Little girls like animals, right? Sure, it's a girl who's also a squirrel. She's got a tail. She's beat up Dr. Doom.
Yeah,
she defeated Dr. Doom. She literally, in physical combat, beat up Wolverine, and then they fucked.
That's Squirrel Girl for you.
Yep.
That tail.
And Howard the Duck is just so bad at, like,
Howard the Duck gets all the ladies.
He
so it makes
somehow
sense.
Makes all the ladies.
Yeah.
Which actually worries me for one more than one reason. A, not a fan of bestiality. Two, you know how much I hate ducks.
Yeah.
I hate ducks. They're the worst creatures ever. never has a creature before been destined to fail like a duck. Like, seriously, if there was a god, he'd be like, I need a creature everyone will hate, so I'll make the meat delicious, I will make their feathers soft, and I will make their penises just monstrous corkscrews of death.
That's scary.
And then I'm going to have them rape and eat their own ducks.
That's why I never want to fight a horse-sized duck, but 100 duck-sized horses.
I've maintained, if there were 100 duck-sized horses, I could kick my way out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That duck will kill me.
No, thank you for the duck. Are we done with TV?
Because
I wanted to bring up one last thing.
We got one more, but
okay. I just wanted to talk about this really cool thing that I saw.
We're jumping around today.
We're
handicapped right now. Jump around. Jump.
I know you really like Howard the Duck, and I realize that's why you probably said it now when we jumped around, because, you know, Howard the Duck is pretty awesome. But anyway, the sci-fi series. There's
still
a new sci-fi
TV
series. This is TV. This is a TV show.
That was
a sci-fi series. It's called coming out called The Magicians, and they showed the trailer at Comic-Con. And it's just a cool trailer about this guy who figures out that he does magic tricks, like, as a magician, and he figures out that he actually has, like, real magic powers. So, like, he does, like, you know, like the, like I was telling you about Push, like, when you know, they do stuff. Or, like, no, what am I thinking of? Now You See Me. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
It's like that, except it's actual magic.
I was going to say, they didn't have magic powers.
No.
Did we see two different movies?
They didn't have magic powers, cool illusions and stuff, but this one was just actual magic. So it was really cool. I think it's definitely going to be a show that I'm going to watch.
Okay.
So
it's like Chris Angel. He's actually magic.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically parallel to Chris Angel.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually the biopic.
Yeah, they starring Chris Angel.
Chris Angel?
Chris Angel.
Kurt Angle? You know...
Oh, poor Kurt Angle.
Oh, we'll talk about him in wrestling news. Remind me, because I actually really want to write a biopic about his life.
A biopic?
Yeah.
I like the way you say words.
But...
A biopic. I don't even know if that's the right way to say it. I always say biopic. For some reason.
Biopic.
There's, like, you say Forbes and I say Forbes. I mean, it's just...
No, I say Forbes.
Oh, you said Forbes.
Did
earlier.
I mispronounce it earlier? No, I meant to say Forbes. You're right there. I think biopic is, but it could be biopic.
No, I don't know. I mean, I also pronounce orange, so, you know, what are you going to do?
How do you say crayon?
I think I say crayon.
I say crayon.
Yeah, see? But that's, like, the thing... I think it's also the dialect from where you're from.
Yeah. Right?
Like pecan. People say there's like 11 ways to say pecan.
Well, then again, I'm also like batshit insane, so I'll just like change on the fly. So
yeah, that's
great. I will usually say pecan. There's, now I can't stop thinking about it, so now I'm going to say pecan.
Yeah, see, right?
Okay.
Or pecan.
Pecan. Okay, I'm saying pecan from now on. Hold on, so I'm going to check my list, make sure I didn't stop anything, because we are going to talk about more stuff. We forgot one. Can we hop back to movies?
Yeah. I don't care. Do you guys care? Too bad.
You're not here in the recording booth.
Yeah.
They're making an Ant-Man and Wasp movie. They've announced it.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one to come back to.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Which, do you know why I love this title specifically?
Why?
It's the first time in a Marvel movie they've mentioned a woman in the title.
That's true. That's great. That's awesome.
I'm so excited because, A, they showed the Wasp suit at the end of
the Ant-Man.
At the end of Ant-Man. Ant-Man was great. I want the Hispanic guy to come back. I think his name is Lou.
I don't know what his
movie is. I want him to narrate the movie. That's what I want. But yeah, I would actually love to see them doing fighting the crimes, fighting the crimes together, and then flashing back to the original Ants, Man, and Wasp.
It's going to be... Wasp is definitely... What's her name from Lost, right? The actress from Lost? I forgot. Who's in
Evangeline Lilly?
Evangeline Lilly? That's definitely Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah. I think so. I could be... We don't have Wi-Fi, do we?
Yeah. No. I mean, that's... Yeah. Anyways.
Do you have more TV?
Running out of TV news. Only that I've been watching. I've watched a ton of TV.
Okay.
And this new show I actually highly recommend, which I neglected to tell you about because I'm just so busy. And
but I blame you exclusively.
But I've been blown away by it. Is Limitless, the show TV show based off the Bradley Cooper movie?
Yeah. How is it?
Freaking awesome.
Wasn't he in the pilot?
Yeah, he was.
Good for him.
He. It has something to do with the story. Like that's how much of he was in the pilot. It's like when you watch Limitless, you're like, oh man, look at all this cool stuff he can do, and like, you know, you just want to see him do things while being Limitless. Well, that's what this show is now. He's every time he takes this NXT, which is the drug that makes you quote unquote Limitless, he's doing something cool. Like he finds out how to make a bomb and like why this car is detonated, and then he thinks of like, oh my god, it's all tied to this gene of Genghis Khan, and like we're gonna find these people who are related to stuff, and he's helping out the FBI now, and like he solves a murder while inside the house.
The new guy doing it?
Yeah, this is like the new guy doing it. And then at the same time, Bradley Cooper's character is like, hey, you better keep this quiet, or else I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna be more limitless than you are.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be limitless.
Like I'm your limit. Like Bradley Cooper's like, I'm your limit, but other than that, you're limitless.
That's why Bradley Cooper's awesome. Did you see the whole thing with Amy Schumer?
No.
Amy Schumer she was hosting Saturday Night Live, and she was talking about meeting Bradley Cooper, and how like a lot of people say like, oh, he doesn't really do it for me, and she goes, yeah, no, he's so handsome, you would immediately just grab your ankles, and I'm like. Yeah, I'm in that bus. Not gonna lie. If Bradley Cooper was like, you want to come back to my place? I'd be like, yep, kind of do. I'm going to graze over this one just so we can get out of TV.
Yes, let's do it.
Guardians of the Galaxy already renewed for a second season.
Oh, yeah, like Rick and Morty, kind of.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. We can get into Rick and Morty. The season finale was devastating. Was too
much. Now we're running. Now we're just piling on the TV.
We are.
Ugh.
This is why we have a plan.
We did mention that we had a lot of TV to talk about.
We do.
In our defense.
And we need some bulk because all of our other notes went awry.
Yeah.
And we're going to like look on the internet tomorrow as soon as you get back to your place. You're going to be like, well, we didn't talk about
exactly
any of this.
That is exactly what's going to happen. You know, speaking of awry, it's just funny you say that because every time I see awry written out, I want to say Aubrey because it's A-W-R-Y.
I want to have a sandwich.
I have to like mentally correct myself. Oh, you do? I want a sandwich too.
Well, awry. Sandwich.
Oh, snap.
Okay, but yeah, they already got picked up for a second season, which is unheard of because they've had like 3 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great series. So.
I like it. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. If Guardians of the Galaxy were a woman, I would make sweet, sweet, passionate love to her. The TV show, it's like this girl you meet at a bar and you're like, I like you, you're cool, let's hang out sometime.
Yeah, alright.
Let's hang out, you're cool enough.
She's chill. Yeah alright.
She's chill. She's Netflix and chill.
She's Netflix
Except
and
it's
chill.
Not on Netflix.
Not yet.
But we do have one more. We're almost at the end. All right. TV news.
I know what this is, so
what is
I'm going to be excited.
What is it?
I feel like it has something to do with the King of the Jungle.
Lion King. they're doing a little off branch. They're doing TV shows.
This is
Lion Guard, Return of the Roar.
Return of the Roar.
Which I think is kind of a play on Return of Scar.
Maybe.
I think that was the second one. And so there's not a lot of information on this. We can't play the video, but otherwise we would. But looks like there's a little lion.
Little lion.
They're saying it's Lion
King. Was his name Kiro or something like that?
I don't know. They're saying it's Lion King. Keon. All right, I like it.
Yeah.
Keon. Keon the lion.
So what are they saying?
They're saying it's Avengers meets Lion King, and I'm looking at it, and we've got a little birdie here.
Okay. I want to say it's cockatiel or two.
Cockatoo.
Some sort of cockatoo.
There's some frills.
Yeah.
So that's the falcon.
Yeah.
If we're going to put them all in. Okay. We've got a hippo.
Okay.
So we'll say that's the Hulk.
We're going Hulk. All right.
Okay. We got the lion.
The lion.
We'll say Captain America.
Yeah, of course.
We've got a cheetah here, so we're going for like a speedster character.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Flash.
Yeah.
And there's a honey badger.
And who is the honey
badger? Well, it's a well-known superhero with the just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Honey badger ain't got time for that.
So it'd be Captain America. Yeah. Be, Iron Man, sort of.
It might.
If honey badger has all the gadgets, like then I'm just gonna be like, well, that's
it. That'd be funny if honey badger was like, I'll be right back, and came back with like a sticks and mud gun that shot lasers. Like, how'd you do that? Be like, honey badger don't care how you did that.
Don't care. Don't even worry about it.
It looks like a badger, which I'll buy. I'm okay with that.
But I'll watch this for sure.
Okay, there's a badger character. Badgers are headstrong. It looks like it's gonna be a sassy woman badger. At least that's what I'm getting from it.
So do they? Oh man, now I want to figure out the genders of all these things. Yeah, it looks like the badger's a girl and the cheetah's a girl, and the rest look like dudes.
Because you'll notice that if they're a dude, they have a faux hawk.
Yeah.
All the dudes have faux hawks.
That is crazy. That is insane.
To make them as douchey as possible.
We gotta know they're cool.
How do we make the kids think they're cool nowadays? One word. Faux hawk. That's a hyphenated word. You're fired. little bit of comic book news. I didn't really read much this week. I know. Shame on me.
We're both terrible.
But we did see some art from Frank Miller's The Dark Knight 3, The Master Race.
Uh-huh.
There's one especially of Wonder Woman. Looks like she's going to punch the crap out of a Minotaur.
That's it. Seems typical Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But it's great. Looks great.
I like that about Wonder Woman because, you know, you got Daredevil, which is like, who's Daredevil going to fight this week? I don't know, a drug dealer? Okay, it works for me.
Yeah.
Who's Wonder Woman going to fight this week? Let me get my big book of Greek mythology. And this serpent
crazy beast
that also vomits acid. Perfect. Get him on the phone and print it up.
Anyway.
That's the end of what I have.
No, I was going to say, in terms of comic books, I wish I had more to add, but I haven't been paying attention to it right now because there's just a lot of TV.
There is.
And
we have to divide our time up.
We do.
Between
it sucks.
Watching shows about comic books, reading comic books.
I know that there's an Archie series that's been ongoing that I've been meaning to read. If I'm going to recommend something, I think it's Archie versus Predator.
I heard about it. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
A friend of mine has
read it, rather.
Yeah, I saw this. I saw this in a glance, an off glance of like my friend's $200 bag of comics that he picked up because he's the comic book fiend, and I want to read it one day.
Well, it's not the first time Archie's faced off with something like
that.
There was Archie versus the Punisher.
No, that's great.
Yeah,
there's zombies too. Archie and zombies. That was another.
And
was another
Archie 21. Versus Chlamydia, I think, was my favorite. Mm. And he put Becky and Veronica on trial. And it turns out it was the redheaded girl who mysteriously disappeared.
Well, what do you know?
Do you have magic news?
Well, actually, I have some video game news.
Okay, let's do video game news. I was going to go into Tony's Magic Hour.
Not yet. It's not the hour yet.
Not the hour.
I only have a couple things. One is Star Wars Battlefront was shown at...
Yes, bitch,
at the Comic-Con. Yeah, it's going to be great. It looks amazing. They have it in super duper high def, like insane. Like on computer is insanely high def. Like it's insane.
I've only seen people playing it. It looks really good.
It looks looks super awesome. And then Lego Marvel's Avengers trailer came out. So,
I'm thinking because Lego's doing their own like expanded. You can buy these toys and then play with them on the video
game. Yeah, they're
game.
Doing their own, like, Disney XD style thing. Dimensions is what that's called.
And so the Avengers isn't in Disney Avengers?
It's going to be the Avengers characters are in that, too, I think. But, like, they're making their own game called Marvel Avengers, you know, Disney's Marvel Avengers.
We should get a copy of that.
I'd
play that. I like Legos, and I like the Avengers.
Yeah, I like them. I had Marvel's, like, universe... one, the previous Marvel one, which was really good.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
What's it on?
It's on Xbox.
Okay.
I got it. Yeah, we can play it. It's a great game.
We'll knock that shit out.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's about it for video game news. It's kind of super quick because we're still waiting on Halo to come out. They're releasing more stuff for Halo, more stuff for Fallout.
They're releasing a bunch of stuff.
There's going to be, I think Uncharted series came out. They are releasing, remastering the trilogy and putting it on PS4. So a lot of stuff, you know, just like little things here and there. Some big indie games are going to start coming out soon, but, you know.
Did I tell you about the indie games that I saw?
You mentioned some of them, yes.
The Heartbeat one?
I don't know. Talk about it.
I went to a gaming event at the YouTube Space.
No, we did mention that, yeah.
Yeah. And one of the games that they had, there were three like it from three different gaming companies where they would each, you'd put on headphones and they would monitor your heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
And then, however, more anxious you became, the screen would become distorted.
Yes.
And it would fuck with your hearing.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's that. Oh, did I tell you I'm developing a video game?
Oh, no.
I can't tell you about it on the microphone because I signed many, many contracts.
Well, then, you know what? I'm going to hear it later.
Yeah, but I do want to say I immediately have more respect for people that write video games.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh, my God.
It's different. It's not the same as writing a movie or something.
No.
Yeah.
There's so many variables.
Yeah.
And I think I can say this. We switched a lot of stuff up. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving any details. And I remember the animators and the graphic designers and the background artists being like, well, what do you want us to do instead of this? I'm like, look, I'm making this up as I go along, so you
great.
Give me the best that you've got, and I'll let you know what I think about it. Did you have magic news? I don't want to rush through that.
We're done. I'm done. I blew my load on TV and video games. Let's get to my magic hour.
You're going to Vegas this week, right?
I'm planning on it, yeah.
Is it for magic?
No.
Oh.
Vegas is for fun. But, when it comes to magic, I might be going to Atlanta for magic. So, there's a big tournament going on next month in Atlanta.
Downtown, baby, no string in the river, boom, boom, baby, ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff. Sorry, Con.
No, I was waiting for you to finish it, but that's okay.
Listen to me now.
All right. So yeah, I might be going to Atlanta for this big tournament. It's going to be a gigantic tournament. I'm excited for that. But in preparation for it, I've just been playing a ton of Magic. You know, I've built up cards. I'm just getting head first into the story. Big monsters. People are looking to the next set. More big monsters. If you're the type of person that likes playing card games and also likes big monsters and adventure lands like Indiana Jones, this is the set to play. Like there's.
Like, I like all of this.
Yeah, the monster that, you know, everybody's using is insanely large and, you know, looks like a human but isn't and has, like, eight arms and tentacles for legs and it kills people by looking at them and it's great.
So it's Medusa on steroids.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
But, I've been playing a lot. I'm trying to get things set up for myself, do some practice, maybe start a Twitch channel for it. So.
Oh, you totally should.
Yeah. So I might play some Magic online.
Let me know that Tony's going to start a YouTube live stream like as soon as this is done.
Yeah, exactly. Do it live.
Doing it live.
Anyway, yeah, my Magic hour is kind of short. I don't know. There's not too crazy news. It's just a continuation of the new set. I'm diving headfirst into it, and I'm just playing a
ton
of Magic.
What is the tournament?
The Atlanta tournament is in November. November, I think the weekend of the 12th.
Okay.
You know, but leading up to it, there's going to be a bunch of small tournaments nearby. So
I'm going to be in Florida for Thanksgiving. I was going to swing up to Atlanta.
That would have been cool.
And watch you play.
But I will be in San Francisco for Thanksgiving.
I will travel thousands of miles to do something I could do by traveling down the streets.
Anyway.
Do you mind if I indulge myself?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time for some wrestling.
We still haven't figured out a good name for our wrestling news.
The wrestling zone.
The wrestling zone. No, it's got to be something like something very subtle, like the bloody mat, but that just sounds
bloody
wrong.
Mat. The chairs. Sounds, the foreign object.
TLC, Talking Lately Championship. I don't know. Anyway, the big news coming out of wrestling this week is the NXT from London. Wow.
Yeah?
Was
that by itself or did it accompany another event?
No, that was just by itself.
Okay, cool.
So let me just say this. I can't call it a diamond in the rough because that would be giving the rough too much credit. The rough being SmackDown and main event and Raw. which have been kind of garbage lately.
Okay.
Just kind of like mulling along until Hell in a Cell comes along. Wow, was this a like, NXT is usually 1 hour. Keeps my attention. I love it. This was 2 hours, and I watched every single freaking second of it.
Oh, wow.
Trying to rearrange all this so that it comes off naturally, but big ups to Chad Gable. Chad Gable is actually a former Olympian. I think he's like 5'6".
Uh-huh.
And he pulled off one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. So he's fighting Rhino and Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin is this guy that he won a bunch of football awards, rings.
So he's a football player.
He was a football player. Okay.
Wait, what kind of football are we talking?
Well, actual college football. And pro.
Oh, okay.
American.
Because they're in London. Yeah. So I don't know.
He's also like 7'8". Okay. So they're like, hey, come be a wrestler. And Chad Gable was like 5'6". And he pulls off this German suplex where you know that Baron Corbin didn't jump at all. Like, this was all lower back strength and then bridged on the back of his neck
to pin him.
And he still didn't win the match.
Oh, wow.
The big guys won because science, wrestling science. But I gotta say, I gotta give it up for Chad Gable. They actually chanted Gable to the tune of Kurt Angle.
Uh-huh.
Because Kurt Angle's you suck. Yes, and so is Gable. Anyway, I won't butcher it anymore.
More Olympians.
But both of them all lost to Finn Balor and Samoa Joe. They won the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Tournament, which we all kind of knew they would, but we all kind of hoped they wouldn't. It's not even like they're bad guys. Like, boo, we don't want the bad guys to win. It's just like, they're already insanely over. Do they need to win something else? Let one of the younger guys win. Let one of the actual tag teams win, not just the two most popular people you have. I'll stick with NXT right now. I don't want to really bear the lead. Okay, I'm gonna jump around for a second. Just going over just to WWE.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
So you know Rusev, big Russian dude.
Yeah.
Him and his ex-manager Lana got engaged.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is weird because their whole storyline is they broke up.
Yeah.
And then he just got engaged to another girl.
Oh, that's
and
weird.
So, yeah, WWE caught wind of this. TMZ broke the story and they're like, all right, we're scrapping it. Screw it. That never happened. None of that ever happened.
Can't mention that stuff.
But the big news of Wrestling Out of the Week, and I can't talk about this enough, I'll try to keep it brief, was the main event was a 30-minute Iron Woman match between Sasha Banks and Bayley.
That's intense. You know, I heard a little bit about this. My friend texted me some picture of Sasha Banks throwing a beret at some little girl or something like that.
Yeah, it was. The match was perfect. The technique was excellent. Sasha Banks, Bayley has this adorable little fan who's at every single show. I'm pretty sure they just comp her tickets. Her name is Izzy.
Yeah.
And so Sasha, and Bayley has these headbands or whatever, and Sasha Banks takes her headband off, wears it in the ring, and like snaps it. And spoiler alert, Bayley beats Sasha, but what I find so adorable is, Triple H comes out and gives them both bouquets of flowers.
Oh.
Which is a tradition in Japan.
To who?
To both competitors.
Oh.
Sasha Banks and Bayley.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a Japanese custom they do to the guys in Japan, so it's kind of a very big show of respect. So, backstage, Sasha just starts apologizing to Izzy, the little girl whose thing she broke, and gave her the bouquet of flowers.
Oh, that's nice.
So, everything about it was classy. Stephanie McMahon was front row with former WWF, I guess at the time, F Women's Champion Lita, current Divas Champion, which I hate that term, and your girlfriend, Becky Lynch.
Oh, yes.
But the match was phenomenal. I haven't,
Chandra.
I haven't been that invested in a match in so long. it was perfect.
Cool. That's awesome.
So, the real question is, even though we're jumping around a lot, we got to name a long shot for the week.
Oh, man. All right.
Who is your long shot for the week? In case you guys don't remember, our long shot is whatever, out of all the topics we've talked about today, what we don't think will make it. We think it's got a long shot of
making it, but
it probably won't work out.
As excited as I am to watch it, I feel like Magicians might be, just because it's called Magicians.
All right.
But I have hope for it.
My long shot is Paul Rubin as the Penguin's dad.
That was my second long
shot. I don't think, A, people will get it, and B, people won't care.
Yeah.
We like it, because we're like, look, remember that really bad movie? That was an okay movie, but remember that movie that none of our kids have seen, and you're trying to introduce a new age audience?
I only just recently saw it. It is Tim Burton. Come on.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up about wrestling. I just watched this commercial recently starring the great Khali. And like,
can you understand a thing he said?
No. Well, he's speaking. He's speaking in what I assume is his native tongue, which
Punjabi
is like,
or
yeah,
something.
So, yeah, yeah. And it's a concrete commercial. And so, I gathered from watching it is that he had a problem because he's so big and strong. Like, he was always falling through the floors because the concrete was weak. So, like, he would lean his head back and he'd cause a crack in the wall, just like leaning his head back. Or like he sits down in a chair and the weight would break the floor and he'd fall to the bottom floor.
He is a big dude.
Yeah, and it was great. There was a bunch of like jokes like that where he'd like run and he'd run past the doorway and hit his head in the doorway, but would break the whole of the doorway. Right. Yeah, and it was, and then like they're like, oh yeah, with the new concrete, everything's perfect. Now I hit my head and it just hurts. And
you know, he used to be like a police sergeant.
Yeah, they showed like some of that stuff. Like he was working with people. Now it's a good commercial.
One more thing, just while I'm on. WWE Network has a show called Party of Three, where they get three wrestlers together and they have a dinner and they kind of like, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
And there's one with Daniel Bryan,
uh-huh.
Dolph Ziggler, and Ryback.
Oh, okay.
So Ryback is notorious for being just a jerk and an idiot and hurting a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And immediately Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan team up and humiliate him for a solid half an hour.
Oh, good.
You see him get frustrated and it makes me so happy.
I almost want to watch that now.
We can. Oh, we can't. No internet.
Not right now.
Okay, that's it. Are we done?
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys for dealing with us. Go home. Go home and get some rest.
Yeah, go home. Don't stop going out and listening to your podcast.
It's I know weird. You guys are sitting there listening with your earbuds at the bar, and your friends are like, come. Like, we can't. We're listening to Ryback. No. Go home. Go home, listen to us, and then go to sleep.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I have been Grant, the True Heel Ramos, and with Tony, Babyface DeSangulis.
That's
we're
me.
The Danger Bros.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.